Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Memtes, Gittin 49b, pagination is 98, starting from the end of a line, about 8 lines from the top, Detanya, as we learned. Omer Rab Shimon said, why did they say that Nizakin damages have to pay from the best of his land? As we explained in the previous session, the amount of value that's going to have to be paid is going to be whatever amount was damaged. But if the person can't pay up with cash or other items that can be transferred easily into cash, movable objects, and we're going to collect from his real estate, we're going to eye the real estate that is the best quality that he has. The reason for that is mepnei hagazlonim or mepnei hachamsonim, because of people who act unethically, they're stealing. Kedesha Yomar Odom, in order that people should say, Lama Ani Goza, why would I want to steal? Lama Ani Chomnes, why would I want to take what's not mine? Lamachar Bezdin Yordom Linechosai Venotin Soda Noesheli. Tomorrow, if I don't have what to pay up, and they catch up with me, they might take my best field. Based on the pasuk that you have to pay from the best, therefore they said, it's a good thing to collect from the best of people who do damage. It's an intimidation. He doesn't want to give up his best field. The Braisa continues, mepnei ma omru Baalchov Bevenonis. Why did they say that a person who owes money because of a loan pays up in the medium of the qualities of land that he happens to have? Kedeshelo Yira Odom Lachavero Soda Noe Vidira Noe. We want to make sure that a person doesn't see his friend's best field or best home. V'yomer and say, oh, I got a great idea. Ekpots ve'olvenu, I will try to loan him money which he won't be able to pay back. Kedesha egvenu bechovi, so that I can get that land or that home as payment for my loan. Lefika chomru, therefore they said, ba'alchov bevenunis. By a loan, you could only get the medium of the person's assets, not his best. Elamayata, if so, that you're really worried that they might see something good over there and purposely loan him money in order to have him default and get that thing, Yehei Beziburis, we should make a takana that you take his least best assets. And the Gemara answers him, Kenata Noel Dallas Bifnei Lovin. If you would do that, it would flip to the other extreme that people wouldn't be willing to lend money, because if the person does default and they have to collect the land, they're going to get the worst land. They don't want that. Again, the dollar value is the same, but apparently it's understood that people would prefer a good piece of real estate than the same value real estate, but in, excuse the expression, junky real estate, and a lot of it, but it doesn't have the same appeal. So therefore, the balance was drawn by loans. If a person defaults, you go after his medium assets. Kesubas isha beziburis, ksuba of a woman is the least. Why is that? Sheyosu mimasho ish rotza lisa ha'isha rotza linosei. Because more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. There's such a concept in the Gemara, you have to know when to apply it. But the fact that you promise her, if she gets divorced, or if her husband predeceases her, that she'll get paid, and if we can't pay her, then she'll be able to collect land, even the least type of land, as long as it has the same cash value, is going to be acceptable to her as a deal for her to be willing to get married. Now, going back to the statement by Nizakin, you'll remember that the wording was, people will think, why should I steal? Beis Din might catch up with me, and they will take my best assets, and they will rely on what it says in the Pasuk, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karma Yishalim, the best shall be paid. You can detect in the wording that this wording was, as we said in the previous session from the Gemara, based on Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that mid-oraisa, you only collect the best of the person who was damaged, not that we go ahead and collect from the person who did the damage his best, which is clearly what's happening here. That's not biblical according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara, in explanation of the Mishnah, said, but it is rabbinic. These potential gazlonim word things a little bit differently. Very interesting how they manipulate things. They almost make it sound like the rabbis are going to collect illegally from my best, relying on what it says in the Torah, like either an asmachta or a misrepresentation of what it says in the Torah. But somehow these gazlonim come up with their own understanding of what's going on. According to Rabbi Yishmael, what's going on is not a misrepresentation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, Meitav Sadeu, of the Nizik, the one who got the damage, and the Rabbonon came along in order to discourage damages, and they said, Meitav Sadeu, of the Mazik, so that a person should fear that his best field might get taken away. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.